This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1603. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 8th, Argentina, Belarus, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, China, Congo, Czechia, Ethiopia, France, Gabon, Germany, Haiti, Iran, Isle of Man, Korea North, Korea South, Laos, Libya, Malaysia, Myanmar, Peru, Poland, Romania, Slovakia, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, besides the 6060 transmitter putting out spurs over much of the 49-meter band, where they're complaining about it in South America, Argentina's external service, RAI, has had other problems. Luis Shiny Neto in Brazil says on February 6th, they were putting a distorted signal on 11870. It's, of course, regular frequency on that band being 11710. And on February 7th, Sergey S. reported RAI is back on shortwave. He heard an announcement on the English broadcast that after a few days of technical difficulties, they had resumed. Apparently it was too hot and humid in Buenos Aires, so they had an issue of cooling down their transmitter. Wolfgang Büschel in BCDX, Germany, checked their frequencies and confirms they're back on the air as of February 7th. At midnight 20 UT, he measured it on 11710.622. That one's always off frequency to the high side. And at 2050, they were on 15345.085. It appears that most of the shortwave transmitters in Belarus have been turned off. In OpenDX via RustyX, Sergei Alexeychik in Grodno says the shortwave transmitter in that city has been turned off, most likely forever. The positions at the shortwave center have been eliminated. Employees notified that they're being dismissed or transferred elsewhere. The reason is simple, no money. The question has been resolved at the level of the Ministry of Communications. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany checked one of the former channel 6080, February 6th at 17 UT. That's from the Kolodzichi site near Minsk and was not hearing it either. He says it had been aimed to eastern Ukraine and Crimea and the Caucasus. But two frequencies remain on the air for the external service at 11730 and 6155. In the NASFA flash sheet, Bob Montgomery in Pennsylvania reports 6155 with an enjoyable program and many IDs, S8 signal level, January 24th at 2128 to 2145 in English, except on Sundays that's a two-hour broadcast from 21 to 23. He says some of it was rather humorous. Nigel Pimblett in Alberta reports to IRCA hearing Transworld Radio Bonaire on 800 kHz. The 10th of January at midnight 59 UT, with an ID in Spanish as Radio Transmundial and a religious program. He says it was almost alone on the frequency for several hours, the first time heard in several years. No doubt it helped that he was using a northwest-southeast unterminated beverage antenna. Good news for listeners of EBC, that is Radio Nacional da Amazônia in Brazil, Marconi Arruda in the Rádio Escudas group, got a message from EBC, the parent organization, which means Empresa Brasileira de Comunicação, saying that the shortwave signal has had some technical difficulties due to aging equipment, but they plan to acquire a new shortwave transmitter this year to improve the quality on the shortwave band. No further details about what frequency they're talking about, as we still hear them quite well on 11780, although Brazilians complain because the signal skips over much of the country. They used to have another frequency on the 49-meter band, 6180 or 6185, so maybe that's where the new transmitter will go. And if so, watch out. Radio Educación in Mexico and its would-be listeners in North America. They really ought to find a new frequency. They have another transmitter on that band, 5990, with the Radio Senado service, which is not on the air in the evenings, but still puts out an excellent signal as far as North America. Ivo Ivanov, formerly of Radio Bulgaria, who provided DX Mix News and contributed to their DX program, wrote us this on February 2nd. On the 1st and 2nd, I went to the transmitter center, Padarsko. I wanted to say goodbye to all the technicians and engineers who in the last 38 years, 19 years with me, radiated emissions of Radio Bulgaria. I received a second shock. All of them, around 40 people, have been dismissed, effective February 1st. The Padarsko Transmission Center is sealed. Destruction of all transmitters and antennas will happen in the next 3 to 4 months. Shame. Of course, we should not blame at all the people who are still working for the internet station, Radio Bulgaria. Richard Cuff in Pennsylvania on shortwave programs says they're now putting the full hour of English broadcast on the internet. When it was on shortwave, they never put the entire one on there, just 37 minutes, not including the news and current affairs. The entire programs can now be heard via www.bnr.bg. And Alan Rowe has the new program lineup for these webcasts. I'll mention the topics each day. They begin with events and developments and end with music selection. And in between, on Monday, Youth Corner and Sports. On Tuesday, Politics and Economy. On Wednesday, Environment and Travel. On Thursday, History Club and Science. On Friday, Arts and Artists and Life in Bulgaria. And on Saturday, instead of those four programs, there's Weekly Overview, Politics and Economy, Life in Bulgaria, and Listener's Feedback. That is the mailbag program, but no more DX program. On Sunday, it's Weekly Overview, Culture Events, People, Leisure, and Folklore. Some activist DXers convinced UNESCO to declare a World Radio Day each year. They picked February 13th. And the link on RCI will be discussing the state of shortwave for World Radio Day for its broadcasts on February 13th, which you're more likely to hear on the internet. They do have one English hour remaining via Sackville at 18 UT on 15365 and 17790, plus a few more via relays to Asia, the Middle East, and Africa. For more about World Radio Day, see www.worldradioday.org. Thanks to Mike Terry for those items. The February issue of CIDX Messenger has several items about the threats to the budget of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. The Globe and Mail had a story February 6th. CRTC delays CBC license renewal until after the budget. And there is a website backing up the CBC, called Friends of Canadian Broadcasting. Read all about it and how you can petition and so forth at www.friends.ca. China may be all over the shortwave bands, but not everything you run across is from Beijing in Chinese. There are multiple programs. The one known as CNR 13 is on 9890 from Lingxi. Listed as in the Uyghur language. Scott Barber in New Hampshire heard it February 7th at 12:43 to 12:58, including commercials just before the top of the hour. Bill Bingham in South Africa also heard that frequency. Sunday, February 5th, around 1800 in Uyghur, and a time signal on the hour, but it cut off at 18:04. In communication of the British DX Club, Dave Kenny reports, presumed Radio Congo Brazzaville on its only shortwave frequency, 6155, January 17th from 1755, with apparent news in French, mentioning Congo, slightly distorted audio, and off abruptly at 18:24. There had been some splattering interference. In World DX Club Contact, Jonathan Murphy writes about Radio Prague. When David Vaughn, its former editor-in-chief, and I launched the Save Radio Prague campaign in 2009, one of our concerns was that dropping shortwave would mark a decline in program quality, a repeat of the sad scenario at Swiss Radio International many years ago. Thankfully, the station continues to make high-quality radio programs and maintains a keen interest in what its listeners think. It still holds monthly competitions and offers a wide variety of programming. I encourage those who might have stopped listening after shortwave ceased to try their website, www.radio.cz, at home or at public internet locations such as libraries. It offers a very easy-to-use mix of audio and written reports, a link to an archive of previous broadcasts, and continues to issue QSL cards for reception via the internet. This year with an excellent series featuring Czech painters, complete with brief biographies. In communication of the British DX Club, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria reports the external service in English of Radio Ethiopia, January 23rd at 1600 to 1633 on 9560 and 7235. And then with news in English on an additional frequency, 7195. While only Omdurman Sudan could be heard on 7200. And now yet another item about a station which, at least for English, is now only a webcaster, Radio France International, via KimAndrewElliott.com. Notice on their website says it has a makeover as of 24 January. Regular visitors may have noticed some changes in our editorial policy. We hope will mean a better site leading with RFI's strengths. Our ever-popular press reviews now have their own slot on the homepage, while the columns devoted to French and African news have disappeared. This means not less French news, but more. We've decided to concentrate the site's efforts on news about France and French-speaking countries, while also covering international stories with a French angle. We believe these are the fields in which RFI has most to offer English speakers, an opinion borne out by the number of hits such articles attract. I was wondering if Africa No. 1 Gabon had disappeared, 9580 being their only remaining shortwave frequency. Because of an item in World DX Club Contact, Arthur Miller in Wales, toward the end of January, said he had not heard it since the start of the year. So I started looking for it, and sure enough, on February 2nd at 0640, there was no signal to be heard on 9580, although there was something in French on 9575, presumably its always neighbor, Morocco. But it did appear again on February 3rd. Harold Froge in Michigan was hearing it from 2118 past 2140, and so was I during the following hour at 2207 past 2230, as well as in the early morning, 0601 UT, February 4th, when they had news about football. I fear that the reactivation may have had something to do with a silly football tournament taking place in Gabon and Equatorial Guinea, so fingers crossed they'll keep it on the air after that's over. In BDXC UK, Harold Kuhl in Germany says on February 6th, Deutsche Welle announced that from now on their name will be just DW, or DW. So, like Radio Berlin International, Deutsche Welle is now history. Meanwhile, a newsletter from DW says they have two new television channels for America. Reading this, you'd think it's only a TV station. Kim Andrew Elliott found on www.dw.de. From Deutsche Welle to DW, the new DW logo now stands for all of Deutsche Welle's offerings, whether online, on TV, or on the radio. For the first time in DW's history, a single jingle will introduce both audio and TV content. Kim says, I wanted to hear the new single jingle, but was unable to get the audio links to produce any sound. Is this the end of the first notes of Beethoven's Es sucht der Bruder seine Brüder? It takes considerable effort to find DW's remaining shortwave frequencies. Speaking of interval signals, in NRC's International DX Digest, editor Bruce Conti in New Hampshire says, on the Facebook wall of Radio 4VEH in Haiti, I inquired about the origin of the so-called jingle bells dashing through the snow interval signal in Haiti. They say, these notes used at the top of the hour are not taken from any song, they are just sound effects. You're listening to World of Radio number 1603. Our website brings you a lot more information, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Andrew Rogers in Worcester, England, who sent a contribution in U.S. dollars via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. The following may have been a one-time mistake, but in case it was not, you might check it out. In British Columbia, Harold Sellers reports on February 3rd at 0203 UT, English from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on 11710, an unlisted time, blocking reception of Argentina off frequency to the high side. They were discussing nuclear armaments of the U.S. and Russia, and then a political talk. Only fair reception. Now, they used to have an English broadcast at 0130, the Voice of Justice, to North America, but they moved it to 0330 on other frequencies. From Radio Today on the 3rd of February via Mike Terry, Manx Radio to suffer severe staff cutbacks. The national station of the Isle of Man proposes to cut all but one of its staff presenters. There had been five. Of course, they're trying to save funding. Mike Terry says it was the first commercial radio station in the British Isles, went on the air in June 64, long before commercial radio became part of everyday life in Britain. It had the advantage of a clear channel AM signal that covered most of the UK in the 60s, and I remember well listening regularly in Surrey, but things have now come to a sad state. That's now on 1368 kHz plus some FM frequencies. I check Sea Breeze from transmitters in Japan just about every morning between 1330 and 1430, the service about abductees by North Korea. For the last few weeks, it's been on 5985, occasionally in English, mostly on Fridays. But as of February 8th, they made another of their periodic frequency jumps, now on 6135. Sopan Chakraborty in Kolkata, India, displays on his blog a long-awaited verification letter from Lao National Radio. Al Muik says, congratulations, this is indeed a trophy. I only managed to get an email verification. Well, the letter explains they simply don't have the budget for QSL cards. Last week we had a report of a weather broadcast in English from a Korea on 5857.50. A little further research found a report 1 year ago of this as HLL2 from Seoul, Republic of Korea. They also transmit weather maps in fax, according to Eddie Waters. Maybe I'm just not listening at the right time, but I'm having no luck hearing the only service coming out of Tripoli since the change of government, French at 16 to 18 UT on 11600. For example, on February 3rd, I couldn't hear anything. There was a barely audible carrier on the 4th, which might have been that. At least with the self-destruction of Radio Bulgaria, we no longer have to cope with QRDRM during the first hour until 1700. On the same date, February 4th, Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, reports on 11600, Radio Télévision Libye, from 1712 until off at 1732 in French, signed off abruptly. And he was not hearing it earlier between 1600 and 1630. The schedule has been very erratic. Back on January 14th, he heard it signing on at 1714 and off at 1805. Last week, we had a report from Ron Howard that the external service Voice of Malaysia, which had gone off shortwave a few months ago, reappeared on one of the domestic service frequencies February 1st, 6050. Would it turn out to be a permanent change? He did hear it again on February 2nd, between 10:18 and 11:36, and also heard the same date by Dan Sheedy in California via Bob Wilkner, Cumbre DX, but I've seen no reports since February 2nd of this still happening. On the 2nd, Dan heard them until sign-off at 15:13, but they were missing the next day. The new frequency of Myanmar Radio 7110 continues to be widely reported. I'm still hearing it most days, although rather poorly, until it goes off around 14:30. Scott Barber in New Hampshire also reports it February 7th at 11:34 to 12:32, apparently in Burmese, but without a discernible signature tune or chimes at the bottom of the hour, in our terms, the top of the hour in Burma. Fair to good, with gray line conditions, but unusable by tune-out time. He says it's by far the highlight of my monitoring this season. I haven't logged Myanmar since their days on 4725. But there's more to this story via Alakesh Gupta, DX South Asia. Info from Babul Gupta in Kolkata, India, says there's a new station in Myanmar. It's the Rakhine Broadcasting Station, R-A-K-H-I-N-E, presenting minority language programs. And he has the full schedule for it, including 7110 in the local mornings at 23:30 to 01:30. In the daytimes, 9590 at 1:30 to 3:30 and 5:30 to 9:30. And in the local evenings, 10:30 to 13:30 on 7345. Now, those times overlap what we're hearing on 7110, so it's unclear whether there are two different transmitters and possibly two different sites using this same frequency. Everyone assumed these new frequencies, including 7110, were coming from the new capital, Naypyidaw. However, Rakhine refers to the westernmost state of Myanmar, bordering the Bay of Bengal, where the capital city is Sitwe, also known as Akyab. In the evening, 7110 appears to be on the air from 10:30 until 14:30. What about 7345? That's colliding during its entire time period with China. However, Ron Howard in California was able to hear what is apparently Myanmar underneath between 10:30 and 13:30. Or rather, he started listening at 11:01. More about the new Peruvian Aroma Café Radio on 6060. In shortwave bulletin, John Herkimer in New York reports January 30th. I tuned in at 10:59 to see if the buzzing transmitter was on again. I heard the Peruvian national anthem in progress at a decent level. Full ID toward the end of the anthem and another after the anthem ended, and several nice selections of rustic music. He heard it until the CRI carrier came on at 11:25, although the Peruvian could still be heard underneath until CRI programming commenced at 11:30. It looks like the Polish Radio External Service is yet another where shortwave is on the way out, but not quite yet. In World DX Club Contact, Jonathan Murphy reports they have some ambitious plans for 2012. The service's deputy director and the English section head discussed their plans on the January 1st broadcast. Among other things, they said shortwave to Russia and Belarus looks set to continue. There are plans for increasing use of FM relays in Ukraine and restructuring Hebrew broadcasts to include the Jewish diaspora in North America via the Internet. All plans are subject to funds. They urged shortwave listeners to try web broadcasts and hope they would enjoy what was offered. In World DX Club Contact, Des Walsh in Ireland reports spurs from Radio Romania International. When they're on 15460 and 17530, I notice strong spurs at 13390 and 19600, that is 2070 kHz either side. Those are leapfrog mixing products, but far removed, over 2 MHz away. The time to check would be before 14 UT during the German broadcast, maybe after 1200 in English. via Yumbagavivia, we see that yet another internet-only station, well, not including WRMI relays, still on shortwave, Radio Slovakia International, is holding a competition to win a stay in an historical hotel. Trouble is, you have to pay your way to and from Slovakia. We've monitored Brother Scare's extended broadcast on Saturdays via Romania 15190, normally ending up at 1500, but now scheduled Saturdays for his Sabbath service until 1700. And there it is, blocked for half an hour at 1530 by Vatican Radio's DRM on the same frequency. There's also an extended schedule on 15190 Sundays until 1530, which everyone assumed was also Brother Stare, but when I listened on February 5th, it was some other ministry. From George McClintock, February 3rd, an update on the number 2 transmitter at WTWW. The Continental technician had left after working on the transmitter for 2 days, mainly about the spurious problem. They had been 50 dB down, meaning less than 1 watt going out, but they need to be 55 dB down. He found that by taking out capacitors, which had been put in to suppress the spurs, they got the additional 5 dB down to 55. Various problems, including his schedule and Ted Randall's, have delayed another on-air test of the number 2 transmitter, but it will be one of these Saturdays or possibly Fridays on 9990 and in the evening on 5085. I've been hearing WWCR using a frequency and a time not on their schedule, 11580. Apparently it's the number 4 transmitter, which is otherwise off the air, heard between 15 and 17 UT on weekdays, including Inspirations Across America during the first hour, which is already on the number 1 transmitter at 14 UT weekdays. Extremely strong signal here with crosstalk from something else, maybe WNQM. 11580 had been registered with HFCC as an alternate frequency. Chief Engineer Rene Tetreault, who runs World of Radio on one of his webcasting stations, has scheduled a special medium wave DX test from WFIL 560 in Philadelphia. It's February 12th, Sunday morning, between midnight and 1 a.m. Eastern, or 05 to 06 UT. On their day pattern, 5 kilowatts, with tones, warblers, unusual music. Alan Wiener, WBCQ, says due to popular demand, we are bringing back the Gene Shepherd Show. Many of these have never aired in decades. It can only be heard on shortwave. Fridays at 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern, that's 03 to 04 UT Saturdays on Area 51, 5110. Ron Howard reports Radio Vanuatu 3945 with Cyclone Jasmine coverage and better reception than usual, February 7th and on the air later than usual past 1233. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued February 7th, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, some 8 and 3, solar flux varying little, rising from 100 February 10th to a paltry peak of only 110 February 15th to 24th and back down to 100 by March 1st. And that's World of Radio 1603. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.